Hachette Audio presents Edge of Dark Water, written by Joe R. Lansdale, read by Angel Masters.
For Karen. Down the river they flowed, all the dreams that had been dreamed across moonless dark water. Anonymous. A small rock holds back a great wave. Homer's Odyssey. Part 1 of Ash and Dreams. Chapter 1. That summer, Daddy went from telephoning and dynamiting fish to poisoning them with green walnuts. The dynamite was messy, and a couple years before he'd somehow got two fingers blown off, and the side of his face had a burn spot that at first glance looked like a lipstick kiss, and at second glance looked like some kind of rash. Telephoning for fish worked all right, though not as good as dynamite. But Daddy didn't like cranking that telephone to hot up the wire that went into the water to electrocute the fish. He said he was always afraid one of the little colored boys that lived up from us might be out there swimming and get a dose of electricity that would kill him deader than a cypress stump, or at best, do something to his brain and make him retarded as his cousin Ronnie, who didn't have enough sense to get in out of the rain and might hesitate in a hailstorm. My grandma, the nasty old bag, who fortunately is dead now, claimed Daddy has what she called the sight. She said he was gifted and could see the future some. I reckon if that was so.